Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
46953.
May I have your first and last name?
Debbie Swain.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
2020 West 12th Street, Marion, Indiana.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan.
No, I didn't. And they charged my account for it.
Okay, what do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, they couldn't have. There's only me here.
Okay, will you verify your email?
Debbie Swain. It's 56.
That's your email?
Yeah.
Okay, we have 1956 Debbie Swain at Gmail.
Yes, that's me.
And which, will you verify your phone number?
765-243-3268.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me, it's the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order.
No.
Then I can go ahead and go through with that fraud investigation.
Well, I don't have you. I'm old. I don't. We know a boot plan or whatever it is.
Okay, just one moment.
They took $49 out of my account, and I can't afford that, honey. I'm on Social Security disability.
Okay, so the number we have 765-243-3268.
Yeah,
honey. Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with their fraud investigation.
Will they give me my money back?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Will they give me my money back?
We want to transfer you over to the fraud department. That way they can go through with that investigation.
All right.
Just one moment.
Are you sending me over there?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Did you say you were sending me to a different department?
Well, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. That way they can go through with that full investigation for you. Did you stating that you never placed this order?
I didn't place that order. I was supposed to be putting in $4.95 for a Dolphin vacuum cleaner.
Correct. So you pay the $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum, and when you did that, you ended up with the meal plan with us. But would it be considered as fraud? Okay, well, you do know for this meal plan, it is an app that's focused on how to use real food to boost your energy. And I can offer you a 50% discount going forward.
No, I don't want it. I didn't want that. I thought I'd want a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, I'm going to cancel out your account. Are you sure you don't want the $20 a month?
It was $49 they took out of my account and something.
Well, I'm offering it $20. I'm offering you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
Offering what?
That's great.
I don't know what she said.
I'm offering you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No, I want my money back.
Okay, I'm canceling out your account, and I can offer you a $35 refund.
Well, I'll be damned. They took me to the pointer. Okay?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said they took me. They took money out of my account that they didn't have no right to.
Okay, so I'm offering a $35 refund and canceling out your account.
It was $49.
Okay, well, I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Wait, well, there's actually nothing that I'm able to do about that charge, but your account has been canceled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
I want my money back. They didn't say nothing about no food plan.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but there's nothing that I'm able to do about that charge.
Well, why did you just tell me you could give me $35 back?
Okay, so I'm reviewing over the account, and that charge is valid.
No, it ain't valid. It's a lie. It's a straight-up lie. Oh, just scam. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought you hung up on me.
Yeah, I've canceled out your account, and you will not receive anything else from us.
I need a refund on my money, too.
There's nothing that I'm able to do about that charge, but your account has been canceled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
I do need to get your business number.
Well, this is the only number that you are to contact.
I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but there is nothing that I'm able to do about that amount.
I'm going to report this to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, what I can do, I can go ahead and offer you that $35 refund.
Well, put it back in there at least 35 out of 10.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Go ahead and give me $35 refund then.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have confirmation for you to write down.
I'm writing.
Just hold one moment. Okay, that would be C for Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
388.
Okay.
055. And is there anything else that I may...
What kind of nutrition is it?
Well, it's basically a meal plan. It's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
I don't need that. That's crazy, man.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but your account has been canceled and you will not receive anything else from us.
And they're going to refund me $35.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
If you put it in their mail, it'll come right back in there.
We'll take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive that refund.
It shows in my account as soon as you hit the button.
I do understand, but it does take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.